You are listening to Apple Podcasts, number one tech news podcast in the Philippines. Here's your host, Jack of Jack Talks Tech.
Music definitely adds style to your content. I started using Epidemic Sound from the very beginning, having to try and find a copyright-free music that's good. It's a nightmare. Having the ability to browse a library and find basically everything you want, that's the nicest thing, which makes it making content easier. You can find what you need, add it to your multitrack, export it, and you're done. Sign up to Epidemic Sound using the link on the description and get 1 month free trial. What's up, everyone? My name is Jack, and welcome to yet another episode of Jack Talks Tech. Whether you're listening to the podcast via Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast, thank you. I appreciate it very much. We are recording live from the studio. Apartment here in Lucena City. It's season 2, episode 12. It's the 11th of April, 2021. As you may have seen on the title of this episode, we're gonna talk about the two tech giants, Facebook and Apple. As you may have also heard or read on the news, these two companies have been suing each other. It's the battle of the billionaires, Mark Zuckerberg versus Apple CEO Tim Cook. These two companies have been holding grudges for years, and now Apple is hitting Facebook where it hurts, right where it makes money. If anyone still didn't know, Facebook makes money by powering the ultra-targeted ads you see online. And yes, those ads can get kind of creepy at times, especially when they pop up to show the products that you have talked about recently or even just thought about. The magic behind the creepiness relies mostly on intelligent trackers that follow you all around the web, and the apps that you use to learn more from your behavior and your habits. And then they target you with ads of those products you're most likely to buy. Apple is not a fan of this, or at least their new advertising or marketing channel. They now focus on privacy and security. They are also now revealing those hidden trackers, and even letting their customer decide if they want to share their data with these third-party companies. It is something that seems completely fair to me. You should be able to choose if you want to share this information or not. It sounds fair, and it is. But it also happens to get in the way of the multi-billion dollar business of online advertising. So, Facebook has come out swinging to defend its business. The result has been an escalation of a years-long stare down between the CEOs of both companies. Let's talk about what these tech giants are fighting about. Let's look out for any doable standards and what could be some of the implications for us, the consumers, the commoners. Welcome to Facebook versus Apple. It's all about privacy, that holy grail of our digital society. Sometimes you get the impression that everything is still taken for granted. But when you see tech monsters like Facebook and Apple going after each other over privacy issues, it should be a reminder of how valuable privacy truly is. The internet has transformed the boundaries of these fundamental human rights in the last couple of decades. The limits between protection or commercial value and surveillance can get intangible, and society is still figuring out the rules in this panorama. Apple has always advocated for privacy, and whether you like the company or not, the truth is, they are a trustworthy company. They have a trustworthy record of protecting customer data. Apple has done some things like refusing a request from the FBI to develop a modified version of an iOS. They won't let them get into a suspect's iPhone, specifically to override the system's blocking that happens. After many failed attempts to unlock it, the company refused to do it, and Tim Cook stated that when building a version of iOS that bypasses security, it would undeniably create a backdoor. And while the government may argue that its use would be limited to this case, there is no way to guarantee such control. This happened during the events of the San Bernardino shooting in 2015. The FBI took Apple to court, but then dropped the case, leaving more questions than answers, somehow letting them win. So yes, Apple is the industry leader in delivering streamlined security support for its operating system across all of its devices. That means that hundreds of millions of customers are consistently getting updates and new features on their phones. The latest version of iOS introduces a new feature that openly informs users of what data do third-party apps and sites want to track from you. If you have an updated iPhone right now and look for an app on the App Store, you'll see that section. It's a new section. It is a revealing breakdown of all the data that apps collects from you and from your devices, and get ready to do some scrolling if you look at the Facebook app. Apple claims this to be the equivalent of the nutritional facts label that food has. The latest iteration of iOS 14.5 will go a little further by actively requesting users to authorize third-party developers to track them or just opt out. Now let's dig a little deeper. What are the secret sauce of targeting ads? Tim Cook has repeatedly expressed his belief that people are ultimately the product and not the customer on platforms like Facebook. Just like the documentary on Netflix, The Social Dilemma. I actually made an episode about it together with my friends from the Housebuns podcast, so if you haven't listened to it yet, just check the show notes below. I'll link it there. Now, going back, Facebook has set a precedent for social media platforms to be free, and they learned how to monetize the data it obtained from its users. Do you have an idea on how? Make a guess. By selling it to advertisers. That business model or technique or strategy allowed them to be ultra accurate when it comes to serving ads. Now, these trackers are intelligent algorithms that work on the back end. They are designed to learn from the user's behavior and habits online, and they target them using sophisticated criteria. Then, they serve ads of the products people are more likely to buy, even when they are more prone to making the purchase. The more time you spend on Facebook or even on external sites that they also track, the better the algorithm gets to know you and the more successful the ad targeting becomes. This is a personal experience. A couple of years ago, I am searching for a Star Wars case for my Samsung Galaxy Note 8. So I Googled it. And then when I switched back to Facebook, lo and behold, the product is there, right in my face. The same exact product that I searched from Google. In a nutshell, that's the online advertising industry. As of today, some can be okay with it and may find these targeted ads to be useful. But the truth is, sharing sensitive data with third parties for advertising or other means like politics can get very creepy, and it can blow out of control. We've seen that happen. The Cambridge Analytica data breach that blew up in late 2018 is just one awful example. An example of how the misuse of the sensitive data can have an immeasurable consequences for society and politics, and inevitably for the world. Back then, data from around 50 million Facebook users was leaked without their consent. It was allegedly used to build a sophisticated and manipulative campaigns to influence political events such as the 2016 US election or the Brexit referendum. So now, the question is there anything wrong with Apple letting people know and authorizing what data they share with third-party companies? Ultimately, they're not banning apps from tracking the data or advertising. They're just asking them to get permission from the customer beforehand. And now, Facebook is taking it as an existential threat, calling it an attack on its business model, and getting ready to fire back. It is an existential threat for them. Facebook living at the eye of the storm. Yes, you've heard it right. Facebook has been living at the eye of the storm for quite some time now, and things may reach to a tipping point at any time. As you may have heard, the Federal Trade Commission and several US states have sued Facebook for breaking antitrust laws and building a monopoly through anti-competitive practices. Other countries like Australia, Canada, and members of the EU are also working to regulate big companies like Facebook. And yet, the company has the legal muscle, the money, and the worst timing to go after what they consider another monopoly in Apple. Mark Zuckerberg has been as vocal as he can about Apple's actions. He says that it's not just about privacy, but an anti-competitive attack on their advertising business model. He states that Apple is a competitor in services like messaging apps, and they also take an unfair advantage of its enclosed operating system and App Store. He also argues that Apple will cause advertising services to be more expensive, affecting small businesses that rely on these ultra-targeted ads and may not afford the more conventional advertising methods. However, as we all know Apple, they are not new to antitrust claims either. A few months ago, it faced intense criticism for the 30% platform tax that it charges for all the transactions happening in their operating system and on the App Store. It is very well documented on this podcast. I do have weekly episodes about this kind of news. But just to give you a refresher, the company engaged in some severe legal exchange with the Fortnite publisher Epic Games, and to this date, Fortnite is nowhere to be found in the App Store. Spotify has also claimed that Apple encourages unfair practices on their store and operating systems to favor their own music service. However, they seem to be softening some of that. For example, allowing third-party apps like Spotify or Gmail as the default apps instead of their pre-installed apps. But Facebook seems tired of taking the blows, and reportedly, they have been preparing a lawsuit of its own against Apple. Facebook is claiming that Apple is also incurring monopolization through their operating system and App Store. It remains to be seen if Facebook files the lawsuit or retaliates otherwise, but the battle is on. As of the publishing of this episode, iOS 14.5 is still in beta version, pending rollout to the general public. Some might even argue that the change may not be as big of a deal as Zuckerberg is portraying it, and many people might be just fine with sharing their data. If you ask me, I think it is a desperate and hypocritical move from Facebook to sue Apple for being a monopoly. Is it that bad that customers know the data that developers and advertisers can get from them? Or is it fair that they keep it in the back as a secret? This is definitely a story that's going on, and I'll definitely keep an eye on it as it's written. I would love to hear your thoughts. Send me a message on Facebook, facebook.com/checkoffstack. Alright, with that said, there's really nothing else left to do. Hit that like button if you like this type of content. Smash it if that's your something into, 2021 style. Give us a follow, subscribe if you aren't already, and I'll see you in the next one, assuming that we all survive. Let's make the needy techie.